It's RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, May 10th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And, of course, this being Friday, in hour number three, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right on into it. And I can already tell that our YouTube feed is not working all that well, which may not be YouTube. It may be Spectrum. There's something going wrong with them. Yesterday, I sent a single email to our control room at RBN. They got 10 copies of it. Today, I sent another email to somebody on the mainland. They got 3 copies of it. So we've made these systems too complex. We can't maintain them anymore. And that was a big part of why Rome fell. Or, you know, early on, they developed all this amazing technology, concrete, the roads, the aqueducts. And then as the empire grew and it became more complicated, they couldn't maintain it. And we seem to have hit that same stage with our computer technology. Along with the fact, of course, that it's a wild, wild west for cyber criminals, hackers, data breachers. Yeah, it looks like this YouTube video's it's terrible today. And I apologize to our YouTube audience, but there really isn't anything I can do about the quality of internet coming from out here. Anyway, for those of you who still need to get the cards or flowers or whatever, Sunday is Mother's Day. And Mother's Day actually goes all the way back to 1908 to a woman named Anna Jarvis. And she created Mother's Day to celebrate her own mother, a caring, dedicated anti-war activist. And apparently Jarvis' mother, Anne, worked to heal the divisions in North Central West Virginia following the Civil War. So in a way, Mother's Day was kind of an anti-war protest here. So in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson turned Mother's Day into a national holiday. And actually, it began to get commercialized at that point. Anna Jarvis actually became upset with its commercialization. And before she died in 1948, she protested at a Mother's Day celebration in New York and was arrested for disturbing the peace. So a little bit of a Frankenstein's monster story there. Now, down in Australia, they have decided, because we're no longer living in a binary world of mothers and fathers, because there's this infinite thing, they're renaming Mother's Day. And it's going to be called simply Acknowledgement Day. So there isn't anything of our culture and history that the politically correct social justice warriors are willing to leave alone. So let's get into the war zones here, because a lot of stuff is heating up. And obviously, a tremendous amount of focus on Iran, a little less on Venezuela right now. But Bolton's announcement this week that the U.S. was deploying a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Central Command region, it's putting the United States on a war footing with Iran. Now, they keep saying the decision was made in response to a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings. And Bolton said, "We are fully prepared to respond to any attack, whether by proxy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or regular Iranian troops." Now, it's that proxy one we have to look at. Because what that means is that anybody could fire a rocket at a U.S. asset, and it will be blamed on Iran. Remember that whopper they told you about Saddam's nuclear weapons? Got to be prepared for more of the exact same thing. If you go back and you look throughout the whole history of war, you generally find overwhelming the majority of them were started with some kind of a dirty trick, a false flag, or lies. Article coming out of Spectator saying John Bolton is the problem. And he's out there. He's having the time of his life. He's doing his warmongering in the Caribbean and the Persian Gulf. So Bolton sees Venezuela as an exceptionally appealing target. They're claiming that Venezuela harbors a few hundred Russian special operations soldiers and at least 2,000 to 3,000 Cubans. Both Russia and Cuba, of course, deny this, as does Maduro. But the attraction of Venezuela is they can park a carrier battle group just offshore of Caracas in support of a marine amphibious assault. They think it's going to be a slam dunk, and it may well be. Yeah, the YouTube feed is I'm getting emails from people complaining the YouTube feed is just terrible today, but I think that's probably Spectrum, especially given the behavior of their email. Something's gone wrong over there. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And Marco Rubio, who is a hardcore neocon and wants to regime change Venezuela, he's out there claiming that China is secretly propping up Maduro by hacking the internet to basically silence U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido. And so Rubio did an interview in Breitbart where he said the Chinese are single-handedly controlling the defensive cyber operations, shutting down the internet so that Guaido has no access to the internet or social media. Well, now Guaido knows how the independent media feels about Facebook, Google, so forth, censorship of us. Sauce for the goose, I guess, here. Over in the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, D.C., the journalists and protesters who have been in there trying to keep the ground secure are enduring a U.S. government blackout and siege. Wednesday evening, Metropolitan D.C. police cut off the power and water to the building. This is a violation of the Vienna Diplomatic Conventions Article 25, which reads, the receiving state shall accord full facilities for the performance of the function of the diplomatic mission. Of course, the U.S. government is probably taking the position that that's no longer the Venezuelan embassy until representatives of Juan Guaido are brought into it. So getting on back to Iran, Colonel Larry Wilkerson was looking at the statement released by John Bolton back on May 5th about sending the carrier strike group. And he says, it just looks like Bolton's trying to provoke something in the Gulf. And yes, it absolutely does. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Layla in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's Layla, and since you're in the area of the Middle East, I wanted to just talk about how badly humiliated Mahmoud Abbas has been. He's been trying for so long to try and get some kind of justice for the Palestinians. Now, ironically, I'm not criticizing the New Testament in any way, but do you remember the name of the character that Pontius Pilate wanted to release instead of crucifying Jesus?
You mean Barabbas?
Barabbas, okay. You know that In the ancient Canaanite dialect, Bar means son and Bat meant daughter. Bar Abbas. I read that Abbas's ancestry, he'd had an ancestor that was a rabbi. When I broke down the name Bar Abbas, it all made sense. So talk about, it's not just the distortion of the Old Testament. I sent you an email that I hope you get, if you get a chance to read that. It's about the Declaration of Independence of Israel and how Ben-Gurion twisted himself in knots when he tried to avoid acknowledging that they were invaders and not indigenous to the land of Canaan. I hope you will read that and perhaps post it to your website. Meanwhile, the YouTube is a nightmare, so I have to hope that it's not going to be removed from access to people like me here in Canada.
Well, at the moment, it seems to be streaming out of here at a nice, steady clip, so whatever the problems were seem to have gone away. Of course, I can't tell what it looks like from your end. I had somebody who wrote in and said, try restarting the stream. But when I went to do that, I noticed the little status indicator is saying, you know, it's working fine now. So hopefully, hello, YouTube audience, and I hope it's all working for you.
Hopefully so. Thank you. And again, thank you for all your efforts. I don't know if your show is going to be allowed to stay on YouTube much longer. There have been so many terrible changes to YouTube, and I fear that down the road somewhere you're going to be removed. So if that is the case, please know that although I'm sure there are times when you feel frustrated, you're just one person in a large sea of humanity. And if the rest of us have failed to act early enough and recognize early enough what you saw and tried to alert us to, that is not your fault. Do not take it upon yourself. You've done wonderful work in trying to enlighten us and to warn us that the danger was coming. Essentially, you're like the canary. And hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. But thank you anyway for your efforts. And
well, thank you very much for the kind words.
Well, 3 hours every day, Mike, that's very, very difficult. That's extremely strenuous. And yet you've been doing it every day for how many years?
I've been doing the radio for a little over 10 years now. I've been doing the website for a quarter of a century. And it is very strenuous. It's not just the 3 hours on the air. It's the prep time before. I've got a program to do here. But you're right. These days, as I start to really feel my age, I am feeling the frustration. And I had somebody actually say, you should be feeling pretty good. Everything that you were predicting was going to happen 10 years ago has happened. And I said, no, I wanted to be wrong. I wanted all of this, you know, to just turn out to be a fantasy. I actually wanted to be a tinfoil hat wearing kook.
Yes, exactly. You wanted it to be just a conspiracy, quote, theory. But unfortunately, you were enlightened and you were aware, and too many people were far too happy to just kick back, watch a football game or whatever, a soap opera, and drink a can of beer and forget about the world until it came banging on their door and they had to end up living in tents. And by then, it's too late.
Yes.
So, but if anything does happen and we're not able to reach you in the future, please know that you have the gratitude of many people. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who don't realize what you've done, but I recognize what you've done, and there are, I'm sure, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, like me, who appreciate your efforts. So be well, and I hope the best for Claire. Take care. Bye for now.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Layla. And again, thank you for the very, very kind words. Yeah, it's been a rough 25 years. What can I tell you? And I'm feeling it these days. It is depressing. What can I tell you? Anyway, getting on back to the war zones here. Article out of antiwar.com. U.S. officials continue to falsely accuse Iran of a planned attack. And let's go back to the rationale that we had. Oh, YouTube's going out again. Let's go back to the rationale that we had for dismissing the lies about Assad gassing his own people. Why would he do it? And we can apply it here. Why would Iran attack the United States knowing it opens the door to invasion? Iran does not want to be invaded. They just want to be left alone to conduct business, to take care of their country. They're not in the business of invading other countries. They're not a threat to any U.S. Territory right now. They're not sailing their ships off of our coasts. Bolton's claim, it doesn't make sense. Iran knows they're not prepared to fight a war with the United States, therefore they're not going to start one. Very worrying report coming out of the Millennium Report, saying that an insider is saying that Israel is in fact poised to stage a false flag attack against U.S. targets to get the war going with Iran. Okay. Meanwhile, the United States Air Force has deployed more B-52 Stratoforce bombers in Qatar, and it's part of a larger U.S. military buildup in the region, touted as the countermeasure to an unspecified threat from Iran. We don't know what they're going to do to us. We don't know what they could do to us, but by golly, you know, we know those evil Iranians are coming from us. So the strategic bombers arrived at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar last night, and they were provided by the 20th Bomb Squadron of Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Other B-52s have been deployed to an unspecified location in Southwest Asia. So it looks like they're gearing up for real here. Now, the carrier strike group, USS Abraham Lincoln, is now in the Red Sea. They got there a little bit earlier than planned. They must have put pedal to the metal coming down through the canal. And they're now basically officially in the U.S. 5th Fleet and U.S. Central Command. Now, the commander overseeing the U.S. naval forces in the Middle East, in an interview with Reuters, said that he is willing to send the Abraham Lincoln carrier strike group through the Strait of Hormuz into the waters just off of Iran. That would be a little bit risky, depending upon what Iran has at the Strait of Hormuz. But this is very, very tough talk. And by the way, a Marine Expeditionary Unit on the Kearsarge has already transited the Strait of Hormuz and is now cruising back and forth along the Iranian coast. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Doug in Malaysia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Great to get through to you, first-time caller. I've been listening a couple of months now and reading what really happened over years. I would talk about Iran. Seems to me like the Israelis have a little plan to do one of their early June hits and something like with the Iraq nuclear power station when it was ready to go online, cut the ribbon, and here come the F-16s or 15s, what at the time? 1981 was 82. What was that when they bombed the Lebanese Beirut airport? Same basic time of year.
The weather does control a lot of what's going on over in that part of the world, but you're right. Israel bombed Iraq's civilian nuclear power station after claiming there was a secret bomb factory in the basement, the way Israel has at Dimona. Right. Following the Iraq war, international experts examined the remains of Al-Sarak and determined it had just been a power station. So, yeah, we got to be very careful about this stuff. But it does, with all the hardware being sent over to that part of the world.
The Iranians would have to sit there and take it like Saddam did. There was nothing he could do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be very much a one-sided war.
That's the hardest lesson. And we talk about being silenced. What's happening to these people, like, I feel so bad. But they're out there. I want to express appreciation for your efforts.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're from New England, I heard. I thought you were from Hawaii all this time. I was like, Rivera.
Oh, no. I was born in Boston. I spent my childhood on a farm in New England, then moved to California with my family.
I'm from Northampton.
Okay.
I'm a Massachusetts person myself. So a little blood for targeted Massachusetts.
Well, would love to get back there, or at least to Indiana. My problem is coming up with the money to do it. So we're Hawaiian sourdoughs. We're sour on Hawaii. We don't have the dough to leave.
I think you're making a good move.
Okay, we have to let you go. It's time for a commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and restart the YouTube stream and see if it clears up a little bit. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You remember that movie, War Games?
Yes.
Where it shows where all the flashpoints in the globe where World War III can start. You think Venezuela is one of those flashpoints?
I think any place on Earth could be the flashpoint to start a war if war is what everybody wants.
Especially World War
III? Especially World War III. Now, in the movie War Games, those computer simulations were showing basically nuclear weapons in use, and to the best of my knowledge, Venezuela is not a nuclear power.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Turning on back to Iran here. Just a little while ago, Iran was talking really tough. They were talking about closing the Strait of Hormuz. They were talking about going back to high enrichment. And they have had a change of heart. And now they're saying they want to bring the nuclear deal back on track and possibly strengthen it. And this came from a spokesman from the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran yesterday. And that was just one day after Tehran said it was scaling back curbs to its nuclear program. So maybe there's a little bit of a faction fight going on in Iran over just what they're going to be doing. Meanwhile, Iran has announced they may start expelling Afghan refugees as the U.S. tightens sanctions, simply because the taking care of the refugees is costing money that Iran just doesn't have anymore. According to officials, more than 3 million Afghan refugees are living in Iran. 2 million of them are working within the country. But Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Syed Abbas Araghchi said Iran would ask the refugees to go home if sanctions are increased, adding that the migrants are sending 3 to 5 billion euros to Afghanistan. Same thing the illegal immigrants are doing here. They work, they take the money, they send it back home. Araghchi said there are 468,000 Afghan students are getting free education in schools. Every student costs 600 euros on an average basis. Over in North Korea, they're continuing their missile tests, and apparently they conducted yet another weapons test overnight, firing two missiles into the sea between North Korea and Japan, and was the second test for North Korea the past week. And the U.S. military conducted its own missile test just 10 minutes later, but the Air Force stresses that the timing was just coincidental. Everybody's out there playing with their little rockets and stuff. We reported earlier in the week the United States has seized a North Korean coal carrier ship called the MV Wise Honest for violating U.S. sanctions on the country. The ship was apparently seized down in Indonesia under a civil forfeiture complaint. And this was announced by Assistant Attorney General for National Security John C. Demers, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey S. Berman for the Southern District of New York, Assistant Director John Brown of the FBI's Counterintelligence Division, and Assistant Director William F. Sweeney Jr. of the FBI's New York Field Office. So it's a 17,000-ton bulk carrier ship, one of North Korea's largest, which was being used to ship coal from North Korea and deliver heavy machinery back. So, okay, the Marine Corps just got a new toy to play with. It's manufactured in Norway by Kongsberg Defense and Aerospace. It's called the NSM. It features a 275-pound high-explosive warhead and has an operational range of more than 100 nautical miles. And apparently they did test fire it last year out here in Hawaii at the RIMPAC exercise, where the U.S. Army fired an NSM from a palletized load system truck to hit a decommissioned ship off the coast of Hawaii. Here's an article coming out of National Interest, and it's called F-35 Deja Vu. And it's talking about how, having learned nothing from the lessons of Vietnam, in particular relating to the F-4, the Phantom F-4, the U.S. is making the same mistake again. Now, when the Phantom F-4 was built, it was built in an era where it was thought that air-to-air engagements would involve shooting missiles at each other, and there wouldn't really be any dogfighting. In fact, the original version of the F-4 didn't have an onboard cannon. And when they went up against the much more maneuverable MiGs, things went very, very badly wrong. The MiGs could avoid the missiles because they could maneuver so quickly, and they understood if they could get into dogfighting range, they could take the F-4s down, and they did. Okay, we have to take a break for commercials. I'm going to do the rest of the story when we come back. We have a caller waiting on the line, so stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So we're talking about the history of the Phantom F4 and Vietnam, where they just said, we're not going to dogfight anymore. Our missiles will do the work for us. The missiles turned out to be less than 100% effective. The much more maneuverable MiGs could basically just jink ahead of them coming on in, and the missiles would break lock. And then the MiGs would get in close to the F-4s, get them into a dogfight, and basically shoot them down. And as I mentioned before the commercial break, the first versions of the Phantom F-4 didn't even have an onboard gun. Now, they added one later in a belly pod. It was called the G-pod. So here we have the F-35, the most expensive weapon system ever built by the United States. Back in January of 2015, they did an experiment. They took an F-35A against a 25-year-old F-16D in a dogfight, which the F-16 won. But the Air Force is out there saying not to worry. The F-35's technology is designed to engage, shoot, and kill the enemy from long distances, not necessarily in a visual dogfighting situation. Deja vu. All over again. Okay. Let's take some phone calls. Pat in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about Venezuela, and that they weren't going to attack us. There's things you don't know about, and prophets have told it, and I knew somebody that didn't even know the prophets, and she told it. And what it was Chavez, I guess Maduro will do the same thing, was planning on attacking us, and he was going to do it behind El Salvador, which everybody thought was a friend, and that Iran was one of them, and Cuba was going to join. But I started watching, and all of a sudden, Hawk Mendenhall went over there hugging up Chavez. He a picture of him in the book that Chavez wrote. And, of course, you know, Chavez had cancer, so he went to Cuba regularly for his medical treatment. So Cuba didn't have to go. And I don't remember who else went there, but I think it was China. But I didn't see Russia or Putin, but I did.
Okay, Pat, can we step back here a little bit to your claim that Venezuela wants to attack the United States? Tell me, why would they want to do so? Because the same rationale applies to Venezuela as applies to Iran. They want to be left alone. They don't want to have a retaliatory strike hit them.
Well, one thing is, people can check this out, have a better internet service, or better, you know, access to internet. But when Neil Bush drove his Silverado into the ground, it was because he spent all the money buying oil wells in Venezuela, and Chavez nationalized them. And he always told everybody, all his people, that we were going to attack them. And GW went down there, and really.
Yeah, well, that's a motive for the United States to attack Venezuela, not for Venezuela to attack the United States.
So you ask me, why would they want to attack us? Well, they plan on attacking us all simultaneously all over the country with crop duster type planes. You know how it was on 9/11 when everything is going on at the same time? Confusion. And I do know, I believe that Putin and Iran both want Venezuela, and they kind of are going to be enemies that way. But I'm just trying to say that just watch what happens, because Maduro is going to do what Chavez did, don't you think?
I don't think it's not real world. Russia and China have economic interests in Venezuela. There's no question about that. But they're not in direct competition with each other. I don't agree with you on this one. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, that was a little entertaining. We can
be gentle.
I'm being gentle. I'm about to get a little sideways myself here, but you know, there's a lot of stuff about this nukes. It gets reported, and I don't know if probably mostly the reporters don't understand what they're reporting, and they're just taking the public relations press release from the government and just going with it, and they're thinking that we're just dumb. I mean, anybody that's been studying this surely has realized a lot of stuff about the nuclear power industry since Fukushima that maybe wasn't obvious, you know, because they had to explain what happened there. And I don't think it was fully explained, because maybe you've talked about Stuxnet may have been, it had arrived there sometime before.
That may have complicated what was going on at Fukushima, but you know, let's be very honest, it was that quake and tsunami scaled back design.
The cost savings looking at the photos of people standing there behind the thing taking video of the water coming around the backside of the reactors, and they're standing on high ground where the waves would have never been, and we're only talking a few hundred feet, and you could have had the generators and the reactors up a little bit higher. Now, gradually,
yep.
I mean, that would cause a little slight efficiency problem. It wouldn't be as an efficient thing because you have to pump the water up into a tank first or something. But
yeah,
I mean,
and it would cost money.
So now we saved $600,000 by putting the generators in the basement. I mean, but oh my gosh, we did trillions in damage, priceless damage to things that won't be fixed for decades. But one of the things I want to get at was, and Iran's nuclear program is back in the news now. We got a 30-day clock ticking, and they're you know, boogity-boogity to the fear on that. You know, oh, Trump needs to fix this. It's gonna go. You know, they're gonna be free to enrich
uranium. Yeah, they're really gonna do it.
Well, where is the headlines that says Iran now has 10,000 of these dang aluminum tube efficient gaseous diffusion centrifuges? It never is in the news because they don't have that many. Our Superfund sites like Paducah Gaseous Diffusion Plant here in Kentucky and Oak Ridge down in Tennessee, where probably Israel stole a bunch of materials, who knows, and we've got one up in Ohio in Portsmouth, I think, not too long far from us. They're all messy Superfund sites, and they're huge. It takes a big facility, big facility to make 30% enriched uranium, which is what Turkey and Japan got in trouble for when they said, okay, yeah, we'll take some of your yellow cake or 3% enriched uranium, and we'll give you some, you know, a few pounds of 30% enriched uranium so you can do medical research. But, heaven forbid we had a dang earthquake weapon do the tsunami there. I mean, but what I'm getting at is how many nukes would Israel have to have well-placed to hold the entire world hostage? Have you looked at that? How many nukes would they have to, if they were well-placed?
There's always been a question about this unexplained source of radiation at Israel's New York consulate. Because when the nuclear emergency search team was first setting up their operation, they did what they called profiling flights over major cities, identifying existing sources of radiation so that if there was a case where somebody claimed to have smuggled a nuclear weapon into the city, they wouldn't go chasing after false leads. And these profiling flights detected radiation coming from Israel's New York consulate. Israel, of course, refuses inspections. But if you remember that Israel got their first round of weapons-grade uranium from right here in the United States of America, it would have been trivial for them to leave some of it behind and craft a bomb around it. Because once you've got the weapons-grade uranium, the bomb part is easy. It's just basically a big tube. And you have a less-than-critical mass chunk of uranium at both ends. You slap them together, it goes bang.
Yeah, but what I'm getting is to play right into your war as a racket, you know, all wars are banker's war video, which I've watched several times, that people have made slideshows to illustrate that. I'm sure you've, you know, had people email you copies or you've watched a few of them. There's, I think, a couple of different versions. They want to control. I don't think, you know, the game here is to control, not to destroy. So the war that they want, apparently, I mean, and, you know, there's brinkmanship, you know, trying to make China blink, the Brazil, Russia, India, China bridge.
Yeah, there's a lot
that,
of brinksmanship.
Well, it's like a big Mexican standoff with a lot of, I don't know how many players here between Israel and Britain and the Vatican and, you know, the BRICS. But I don't think it would take too many nukes for Israel to actually have strategically placed without, you know, the... unless there's some really sophisticated satellite technology that could spot these things. I'm not talking about the one that may be in New York or, you know, really small stuff, but a dirty bomb in New York, I mean, what's that do to the world markets, you know? There's apparently several islands off the coast of Africa where nukes could be placed that would cause a unstable shelf slide. And there's geological evidence on the fault line hills in the Carolinas and places that shows these tsunamis have occurred in the past.
Yeah, we're talking about Cumbre Vieja in that giant volcano there, and the whole western side is unstable. It's already slid down a little bit. somebody could smuggle a small nuke into the inside of the volcano through the lava tubes and set it off. Well, and yeah, it would just create this gigantic mega tsunami.
Across most of the Atlantic and the Anglo-American Empire would be fairly well destroyed. It might even inundate a lot of England and Portugal and places like that. So there's just one scenario. Now, one of the things about North Korea that's kept hearing reporting was he does not have a reentry vehicle to get a nuke to the ground. Well, you know, who cares? If he had two or three that he could pop over the United States, that would certainly wreak some havoc with various things just from the electronic pulse, just like it happened in Hawaii back in when they tested them in the, when was that, in 62?
Yeah.
Something when they tested one in space and it took down the power grid in Hawaii. Now, that was obviously, that was ancient history. Technology is supposed to be better
now.
Yeah,
that's where they discovered the amp effect. Nobody had any idea it was going to happen.
And then they banned testing weapons in space, I think, because of that. They got the Russians to agree to a nuclear test ban for space, I think. It ended up being a result, which makes you wonder, did they do that because they wanted that treaty? But so, you know, there's several things we're missing here. If I just had one or two nukes and I wanted to destroy America and I could get one to the ground, I believe I'd hit Yellowstone and unleash that caldera. Just one nuke would probably devastate most of the United States, and because of all the nuclear racks.
Well, having looked at the surveys of the caldera under Yellowstone, I'm not sure there's a nuclear weapon that's really capable of punching through.
Okay.
We wouldn't know until somebody actually tried, and we'd prefer that we not do that. But you're right. If Yellowstone were to blow, it would wipe out most of the United States and a good chunk of Canada as well, which would be very rude for us to do to the Canadians.
Well, obviously, you know, if you're trying to do a Mexican standoff, though, here and make into the world safe for your greater Zionist empire, there's strategies here that would be force multipliers besides spying in through the NARIS devices on everybody. Did you catch that story last week that the Fourth Amendment was violated because of chalking tires up in the, I think it was a federal district court up in Minnesota or something, ruled that chalking tires is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And then even though they're charging Ed Snowden with the same documents, the Electronic Frontier Foundation's case got thrown out because the judge says, well, the government's not going to confirm the evidence you've entered here. It would reveal top secret stuff. But yet they're charging Snowden, in Carolinas, in a federal district court with the same evidence. Is this the Twilight Zone or what?
Yeah, it's a circus. It's bizarro world. It really is.
But the
All right, well, listen, Mike, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I got to thinking earlier today, you know, this whole deal with Venezuela. And it almost sounds, you know, I'm kind of in agreement with you. It sounds kind of like they're setting up for some type of conflict, if you will, or a skirmish.
Yes.
Well, and I got to thinking, one of the things that goes along with these skirmishes, and that's putting it politely, are sanctions. And sanctions are, if anyone actually knows what the hell they're talking about, sanctions are an act of war. Now, sanctions are automatically put in place when you get into these kind of conflicts with other countries. Now, what I'm wondering is, how is this, if it goes there and sanctions are forced upon Venezuela because of this, how is that going to affect companies like Valero, which is owned by Venezuela, or owned through the subsidy of Coastal States Gas Corp through La Boca Gathering Company, Citgo, which is basically run through PDVSA, which is a state-owned company of the Venezuelan government, and Chevron, which owns 25.2% of Petro Independiente and 30% of Petro PR, both of which are joint ventures with PDVSA, Venezuela's Orinoco Belt.
So, okay. I'm sorry. I got a little lost. Can we back up here a little bit?
These are three gas stations which you find all throughout the United States, Citgo, Chevron, and Valero.
True.
All of which are partially, when you break it down, they're partially owned by the Venezuelan government. Now,
yes.
If we end up skirmish with Venezuela and sanctions are placed against them, what kind of effect is that going to have on these gas stations and the people who work there? This is something no one has talked about. No one.
Well, you bring up a very good point, and unfortunately, listen, I'm going to have to put you on hold, and don't hang up, and we're going to come back and talk about this after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Art Off the Grid, and we're talking about the fact that there are a lot of gas stations inside the United States that are owned through various corporate links, ultimately by Venezuela itself, and what would happen to them in the event of a war. Well, it depends on whether it's an official war or not. In an official war, the U.S. government could simply confiscate all those assets and, you know, turn them over to the other big oil providers, gas station operators in this country. The other issue would be, well, they might have to actually find other sources for their product if, in fact, there were sanctions being placed on Venezuela's oil. So it could drive a lot of them out of business. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So what's your comment?
See, that was what I was getting at because, you know, I'm 56 years old, and I spent over half my life, about 33 years altogether total, traveling around the country, and I've met a lot of people, and I know people that work at all of these different gas stations, and I know them very well because I've lived in their homes. I've gotten personally involved with them. And, you know, when we start talking about these things like going into Venezuela and all this, nobody seems to be thinking about the actual impact that this would have on hardworking Americans who probably don't even agree with this. And if they had to, if these places had to go looking for other sources for their fuel, like you said, a lot of them will most likely go out of business. And how does that benefit anybody? It doesn't. It benefits absolutely no one except the war machine. And what does it produce? Bullets, bombs, and bodies.
That's definitely it. Well, I mean, our country is already suffering from all of these wars. And I think the vast majority of the American people disagree with all these wars. I think the revelation that we got tricked into the war in Iraq with those Saddam's nukes lies, people have turned sour. We're a war-weary nation. And I haven't seen any of the corporate media come out with any polls saying, do you support the U.S. going into Venezuela? And even if they did, I wouldn't believe what they said in the polls.
Yeah, probably not. But I just wanted to bring that up, get people thinking about that, because this is what we're looking at. We're looking at good, hardworking Americans losing their jobs, more businesses shutting down, and that doesn't benefit us in any way. You know, it's only going to benefit the war hawks and such as that. But people need to start thinking about the actual real impacts of, you know, you hear people talking about, well, you know, when you put sanctions on Iran and all of this, the poor Iranian people, they're the ones that are really suffering from these economic and sanctions and blah, 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 blah. But nobody ever thinks about the impact it has on Americans as well. And, I for one, and I speak for no one but myself, but I like to think that there's a lot of other people out there who feel the same way I do. I am sick and tired of being stabbed in the back at every turn. I'm fed up with it. I've had enough.
Yeah, well, me too. Put me in that same area. All right, well, listen, Art, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on station identification. We've got another caller waiting on the far side when we get into hour number two. So stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic.